Welcome to Audix Radio's Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. In the series, we talk about the different rights that children should have both in and out of hospital and give advice to people about respecting all children. Each episode focuses on a different right where children talk about their thoughts and experiences, and an expert talks about why these rights are important for children. So sit back, relax, and listen to what they have to tell us.
Welcome, listener. This podcast discusses the right for children to be listened to and taken seriously by adults. This right particularly focuses on why adults should adopt the ideas of listening to children and taking them seriously in different aspects of society. For example, health workers listening to their child patients, teachers listening to learners, or parents listening to their children. I am Tariq Kenny and I'm 20 years old and I'm an Audix Radio reporter. Today I will be your host. In this podcast, we will talk to a range of Audix Radio reporters who share their opinion on this right, and we also speak with Children's Rights Commissioner Christina Nomdu, who talks about this right from her point of view, what is being done by government to listen to children, and more. Let's start off by listening to some of the Audix reporters on what they think about the right.
Hello, I am Elliot Faber. I am 13 and I'm an Audix Radio reporter. And what I have to talk about today is the right to be heard by adults as a child or someone young. Now, what I think that means is if you say something or if you think something, you should be heard of your own opinion. It's a good thing to keep in mind because a child has a brain as well. Like they can think. So like they're a functioning human being as well. So you should take into consideration their own feelings and think about what to do with your child. So like include your child in your decision making.
My name is Fatisha Yankees, ek is 14 jaar oud. Ek is 'n Audix Radio reporter. Vandaag wil ek na some ouers praat om te sê is baie goed om na hulle kinders te luister, van kinders het ook regte en dat hulle vir hulle kinders ook meer informatie as een kind bijvoorbeeld sê hy is siek, of dan moet die ouers net vir hulle respecteer en meer informatie gee. En ook same healthcare workers, hulle moet ook as een kind bijvoorbeeld sê ek is siek en die healthcare worker miskien luister na dat wat die kind sê, kan dit ook vir hulle meer informatie gee om te hoor of die kind baie sieklik is of wat die symptoms hy het ook. En vir hulle meer medikasie gee of ja.
Hi, my name is Aluya and I'm a reporter of Audix Radio. I personally think it is extremely important for healthcare workers as well as parents to include kids in decision making, especially when you are in hospital. I think it is very important because it is to do with your health, especially when you have a chronic illness or disease, and just explaining to the kids what the disease is, if anything can go wrong, can it be cured, how can you prevent it, for example, if they're going to be moving you to a new ward, if any upcoming checkups or anything to do with your health, especially in the hospital, just explaining to the kids, because we can go into depression, anxiety, we become anxious, anything like our thoughts run very, very wild as kids. And so having healthcare workers and parents there to explain everything in detail so that we can understand, asking us if we're comfortable with it, asking our opinion on it, it is very, very important. And I think it would be very, very helpful for us to feel comfortable around people that work with us.
Hi, my name is Courtney Summers. I'm 13 years old. I'm a young Audix radio reporter. Why I think that parents, adults, anyone that is older than children needs to listen to children is because you will never know what is happening to the child. So if the child needs to tell you something, you need to listen. Because if you don't listen, you'll never know what's going on with the child.
Hello. My name is Rachel Anser. I'm 12 years old and I'm an RX radio reporter.
I think doctors should consult with children directly instead of asking the parent what's wrong, because the child is the only one who knows what's wrong with their body and knows where the pain is. So it's good that the doctors should consult with them, and they should be consulted with taking medication and different treatments and stuff like that. But
if it was me, I would probably say no to some treatments. So I am kind of glad that my parents didn't consult me with the necessary treatments.
Hello, I am Usama. I am 13 years old and an Rx Radio reporter. Why I think it is important for adults to listen to kids, because sometimes kids need someone to just talk to, or if they also want to have conversations, like, because sometimes kids need a shoulder to either cry on or to laugh with. But sometimes adults, they never take us children seriously. Like, I understand they're older than us, they are elders, and we need to respect them and pay attention to them. But don't you think it's also important for adults to pay attention to us?
Hello, my name is Emily, and I am 13 years old.
Since the child is the patient, adults should listen because the child is going through the situation and the child can give his or her input on issues affecting them.
Hi, I am Sadi Daniels, and I'm 16 years old and an Isaac Radio reporter. What comes to my mind when I hear children's voices need to be heard is children is advanced nowadays. They got their own way of thinking. Hear them out, maybe they can help you. Maybe they can help you as an adult get a better idea from life. And the Constitution of South Africa says each and every citizen got the freedom of speech. I think it's good that adults should listen to children, because adults isn't always right. They can walk off the wrong path. Then a little bit of that child's motivation, because maybe the child have experienced it with their parents before, can help that adult get on the right path again.
Now please listen to a snippet from an interview I did with Christina Nomdu, the Western Cape's Children's Rights Commissioner, who shed some light on what it means for adults to listen to children. Commissioner Christina Nomdu was appointed as the Western Cape Commissioner for Children on the 1st of June 2020. Her mandate is to promote and protect the rights, needs and interests of children in the province. Christina has worked professionally for over 30 years on issues affecting children's rights. She's also no stranger at RX Radio, and I have fortunately had the opportunity of speaking to her before. So welcome back. We have many young listeners, and if you had to explain the right to be understood and to be taken seriously to some of the younger listeners, what would you say?
I always explain children's rights as the three P's. The right to provision of services, especially from government, and from parents too. You know, parents are the first duty bearers of children's rights. The second P of children's rights is protection rights. So it's protection from harm. So people cannot make children work hard and, for example, in mines. They call that exploitative labor. It's not right to make children do jobs that are too hard for them to do. And it's also not right to hurt children. So we call that protection rights. The third P of children's rights is about participation rights. So children have the right to participate in all decisions affecting their lives. This may sound very complicated and almost impossible, because we know that actually adults don't really listen well to children. They never ask them their views and opinions. And, you know, children most of the time are quite surprised to hear me say that they have the right to their own opinions, beliefs, feelings, and they have the right to express these.
What is your role as the Children's Commissioner with regards to the right?
So if we have to test whether adults take children's participation rights seriously, we would look at whether they always ask children how they are feeling about a particular choice that needs to be made. that affects the child. For example, moving to a new house, moving to a new school, that definitely affects a child. So are parents talking to children about how they feel about moving school? And are parents telling children why they believe that a school should be changed or is not good for their child? That's when we know that parents are listening, when they are pausing to talk to their child about these decisions, when they explain to their child that they've heard what the child has said, and perhaps then the decision could mean, okay, you don't go this year, but maybe you need to go next year because it's a new phase of schooling and we think that the school is better for you, it suits your talents more. When a child is able to affect the decision of an adult, and that decision relates directly to the child's life, then we can say that the voice of the child counts.
That's the end of part one for Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. Let's take a break, have a stretch, and grab something to drink. And when you're back, you can press play.
We will now continue with the interview I did with Christina Nomdu. In this part of the interview, she touches on what is being done by government to listen to children's voices. What is the province doing to listen to the voices of children and to take them seriously?
I think we are having some successes in having adults listen to the voices of children, because in the way I work, I always consult with children. So I constantly have a group of child advisors who give me guidance about my work. They also give government departments that I work with advice. That's why I call them sometimes child government monitors. And so when I'm engaging the government departments and I'm playing the voices of children, or I'm telling them the exact quotes of what children told me, and they answer to those questions that children bring to them, then I know that we're making a bit of a shift, because now we have adults willing to listen to children. Some of the meetings that I attend with government officials also includes children at the invitation of the government department, which means that they are starting to change their practice to know that they cannot talk about children's rights, especially not with the children's commissioner, if they haven't spoken to children first.
That was the final clip from my interview with Christina Nomdu. Now, here are some final words from our reporters on how they think adults can start listening to children and why they think this is important.
Why I think doctors need to listen to me or to any other child is because the child may have a condition related to rare or diseases, viruses, and you'll never know, because the child has symptoms and you're not giving the child opportunity to speak. You just assume, and assuming isn't right, because maybe you're giving the child wrong medication, and at the end of the day the child didn't survive because you didn't listen.
One way we can include kids in making decisions is like just becoming close to them. Start speaking about small little things, and things will progress from there onwards. And just honestly making your child feel very comfortable around you is also a very, very important thing. And so then you will have a good balance and a good relationship.
I think that adults should realize the importance of listening to children, as children's voices are the future. And with what is happening in society today, all children should feel comfortable to express themselves without the fear of intimidation or rebuke.
If you don't listen to your child, then they will, one, kind of feel left out, but also they won't have themselves heard. Then they will have to adapt in their own manner, which is not very good at someone at a young age. which is why I think it's important to tell a child what you're doing and why they should be heard as well in decision making.
My advice, you have to tell out first before you give your opinion. Children got the right to raise their voice with adults, and adults can also learn from children so long there's a mutual respect and understanding.
Thanks for listening to this recording on the right for children to be listening to and taken seriously.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this edition of Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. RX Radio, by and for children.